The White House wants NASA to make a new time zone for the moon called Coordinated Lunar Time, LTC. The moon's gravity makes time go faster there, about 58.7 microseconds per day. This might not seem like a big deal, but it can affect how spacecraft work together. The U.S. government hopes that having a new time zone will help everyone work together to reach the moon. According to Professor Catherine Haymans, who studies space in Scotland, gravity affects time in different places. The moon has weaker gravity, so clocks run differently there. On Earth, we use atomic clocks to measure time really precisely. These clocks measure the energy of atoms to keep track of time to the billionth of a second. If we put these clocks on the moon, they would run 1 second faster over 50 years. NASA isn't the only group trying to make a lunar time system. The European Space Agency is also working on one. But to make a new time zone, countries need to agree and have a group in charge. Right now, the International Bureau of Weights and Measures is in charge of time on Earth. They'll need to decide where the new time zone starts and how far it goes with help from everyone. The U.S. wants to have LTC ready by 2026 for its mission to the moon called Artemis 3. This will be the first time we go back to the moon's surface since 1972. It's really important to be precise when we go to the moon because we need to know exactly where we're going. If we make mistakes, the spacecraft could go into the wrong orbit. Plus, if we don't have the same time for different missions, it could be hard to send data and talk to each other in space.